أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and the best of blessings and purest of greetings be on the one sent as mercy to all creatures, our Master and Guardian Abul Qasim Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the last of prophets and messengers, and his immaculate progeny, the leaders of guidance and lanterns in darkness, the 12 infallible leaders and saviors of mankind and their followers, and the crushing curse and chastisement of God be on their enemies up to the day of resurrection. The world where we have born and we are living is a gracious and merciful environment. However, it may be considered as a terrible one, full of dangers, risks, harms, and damage. There are many features which put us in some dangerous situations. Some threaten our benefits, pleasures, honor, position, and worldly life and happiness. Some other are hereafter. When we need a strong, firm, and staunch supporter or a secure refuge, the best supporter, the best refuge for a believer is God, Allah Azza wa Jal, the sustainer of the worlds. Moreover, life is a long series of tests for every servant of God. Success in the divine trials is not a matter of accident, rather, a matter of choice, a matter of prayer, a matter of seeking protection of God, and a matter of God's grace. Surah Al-Falaq, as well as the 114th and last surah of the Holy Quran and Nas, are collectively referred to as Mu'awwidhatayn, the refuge. As both begin by the words, I seek refuge, they tell to seek God for refuge from the evil from within and outside. So, reading, digesting, and practicing both of them in the right manner would protect a person from his own mischief and the mischief of others. In some commentaries, it is mentioned that these chapters were revealed when a Jewish family practiced magic on the Holy Prophet ﷺ and the Prophet became ill. Then Gabriel went to the Prophet ﷺ and brought Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, the ending chapters of the Holy Quran in actual arrangement, to him, and some of their verses were recited to the Prophet ﷺ. He was healed. Our scholars rejected this report and said that magic does not influence on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. However, the Jews might conspire against him and might use a secret power to control events and bother him by saying special words or performing special actions. Therefore, God, Allah Azza wa Jal, had neutralized the plot of Jews against him sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Indeed, to seek God, Allah Azza wa Jal, for refuge cannot be understood well by the people who do not believe the unseen and the invisible world. The Almighty says in the beginning of the Holy Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. This is the book, there's no doubt in it, a guidance to the God-weary who believe in the unseen, the invisible world. Moreover, we have in the Holy Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَعِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Those who have faith and whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, look, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance. Surah Al-Falaq is the 113th of the Holy Quran in the actual arrangement. It comprises 6 verses including Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is one of the 4 quls. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. After Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, these chapters are all begun by قُلْ or say. Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam to say something important. There are many narrations about the merits and effects of the named chapters which have been discussed in their places. In this chapter, God Allah Azza wa Jal orders the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and subsequently all mankind to seek protection of God from every evil, especially from the evil of the dark night, the evil of the witches, and the evil of the envious ones. Al-Falaq is a brief 6 verse invocation asking God for support and protection against the evil of Satan. Now let's please listen to its verses.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد.
In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, say, I seek the protection of the Lord of the Daybreak, from the evil of what He has created, and from the evil of a dark night when it settles, and from the evil of the witches who blow on knots, and from the evil of the envious one when he envies.